So, good afternoon. It's somehow fitting that episode 2000 should have started in the morning, but the recording didn't start until afternoon because I was trying to get my words in this morning. Episode 2000, it is April the 14th, 2020. It's 12:12 p.m. Just afternoon. I did start in the morning. I was like 10 minutes to noon, but it was the morning when I started, so it was still my morning walk until I get home. And the fact that it's afternoon when I get home, I'm not gonna let that bother me. If you've been with me since March of 2011, you'll know that the somewhat daily is quite frequently more often somewhat than daily. And I missed the last 2 days because of snow. It literally snowed here for the last 2 days. Sidewalks have all burned off now, thank heaven. So I don't have to deal with that. The today's picture shows a lot of the snow still sitting on the field out in the park. And it is quite chilly. It said 42 on the thermometer, the calendar. No, it said 42 on the thermometer outside my back door. Official temperature is 34. That does not surprise me. It feels closer to 34 than 42. Just saying. So if this is the first time that you've listened to Talking on My Morning Walk, hi. In March of 2011, it's 22nd or 23rd, I can't remember, one of those days, near the end of March in 2011, a few of my hardcore fans took umbrage with the fact that I was only updating the blog about once a quarter. They never knew what I was doing. Even the people who followed me on Facebook and Twitter didn't really know what was going on because I never posted anything about what I was doing with my writing there. So I need to walk. It's good for my mental health. It's good for my emotional stability. I discovered that I have ADHD just a week before my 62nd birthday. So about 5 years ago. And the exercise helps me bleed off some of the excess brain problems. It helps me fight chronic depression that usually comes with ADHD. So the promise that I made in the beginning was that on my morning walk, when I go for my walk in the morning, I will walk for a mile and talk for a mile. It's a 2 mile walk. When I get home today, it will represent 4,000 miles that I have walked. About three or four pair of boots, I can't remember now. When I started, I had a day job. Now my day job is writing, which is kind of cool. But the promise I made back in the beginning was that I would turn on the recorder on my phone, and I would record a file, and I would take it home, and I would upload it. And I wouldn't spend a lot of time doing any of the fancy-schmancy editing and clipping and all the rest of it. It would just be what I happened to be thinking about that day. And yeah, some days you hear a lot of my boots. The best of Nathan's boots. So, here I am, out on my walk, for the 2000th time. And when I get home, I'll upload the file, and I'll take a quick click removal to get rid of all of the little taps and stuff that happens when the mic cord bumps on something. And I'll do a normalize to center the waveform, and then I'll do a compressor so that it kind of pushes things down a little bit and gives me a solid episode-to-episode sound. So if you listen to two or three in a row, if you listen to two or three of these in a row, blah, 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 the sound level should be pretty close to being the same. You shouldn't have to screw around with volume or anything. In spite of the fact that some days I walk along and barely whisper, and other days I practically shout. It's been a long, strange trip. 9 years. What's happened in the last 9 years? My sister died. That was a tough few months. I went to see her in October, the year before she died. Flew back to Maine, spent a few days with her. Did some walks and talks there, but I didn't count them as part of the 2000 because they weren't on this loop. And I used Endomondo, the phone app, way back in the day, to measure how long this loop actually is, because it sort of looks like it must be about 2 miles, but turns out it's almost within a few feet, actually, of being 2 miles. And it's a little bit long. It's like 3 feet too long to be 2 miles. And what else? The virtual back gate. For a few years, I had maps that were set up 2 miles at a time so that I could walk from my home in Greeley and end up at Balticon in Hunt Valley, Maryland. And it took me, I don't know, geez, like a couple years, maybe longer, 3 or 4. Paulette, thank you. So I had these maps, and so every day I would put up a map of where I was walking figuratively, virtually, that day. And they always end at the back gate, because that's where my walk ends, is at the back gate. These days, because the back gate is kind of sprung and doesn't work very well, it actually ends, I'll fess up, it actually ends in my garage. Because with snow on the ground, the back gate doesn't work. And right now, this hinge is sprung and it doesn't open at all. I could use the front gate. But I started out with the back gate. It's going to stay the back gate. So I'll post a link to the first episode on the show notes, as we used to call them, the blog post that's driving this. If you go to nathanlowell.com, you'll find TOMMW, talking to my morning walk, in the sidebar. You can just click it. It'll take you there. And or nathanlowell.com/TOMMW, and you'll find it. But the tree. Well, the story of the tree. I'll tell you the story of the tree, and I'll probably get interrupted by the monk pole, but that's okay. So, as I mentioned, I have ADHD. My short-term memory is often derailed by the slightest things. Like these prairie dogs over here. You on chirp for us this morning? You little plague carriers. Assisted living places going up gangbusters here. They'll be putting siding on it before long. And no, I won't clip that out. You'll get to hear the flub. So my short-term memory is really bad. And it just gets worse as I get older. I used to think it was because of my misspent youth. It turns out I have ADHD. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I'm gonna give this lady plenty of birth here.
Hello.
Morning. Or afternoon. When I leave the house, I take a picture of the tree. And every day it's the same tree. In the beginning, it wasn't always the same tree. But it shortly became that tree. And I actually stand in the same place. Literally in the same place. And use a handy signpost to brace the camera so that I know my phone. So that I know exactly it's in the same place. A few inches higher or lower every day, but same place. And over the course of 9 years, that tree's changed some. But the tree is the first word, and people often ask me, what the hell is this thing with the tree, the weather forecast, and why does anybody care? And the answer is nobody does. Well, it's not quite true. The people who listen to the podcast care because the tree is the first word. It's the signal. It's the bat signal that I'm out and walking and that I intend to record when I get around to the end of the first mile. And so I'm going to take the picture and post it before I start, before I head off down the sidewalk on the loop. I take the picture and I post it. And I post it on Twitter. I used to post it on Google+, but now I post it on Instagram. I post it on Twitter and I post it on Instagram so that when I get home and get into the house and get my coat off and get my boots off, and I'll probably have to fix some lunch, and I go to sit down at my computer again, I will have completely forgotten that I went for a walk, that I recorded a podcast, and I have to upload it and put a post on it so it goes out. And this happens pretty regularly. It actually happened a couple weeks ago. Nobody reminded me. So it was sitting there, but I hadn't hit publish yet. So the picture of the tree is the first word of the podcast. It's the first word to all of you to let you know that I'm out and walking and that there'll be a podcast later. Now, the monk post. There are particularly wide sidewalks here in Greeley in some places. Like really wide, like car width wide. And in order to prevent cars from, well, people driving cars, from using those sidewalks as streets, which they are known to do here, particularly where there's no street, they put up a line of three of those square metal posts with reflectors on them. Reflectors are about, I don't know, waist high. So the idea is people won't drive cars through there because they'll have to break the posts down to do it. So I, for a long time, was a fan of the detective series Monk. Morning. Afternoon. Afternoon, I guess. the silver-haired lady with the Scotty Duck. I've come to know, see, and greet a lot of people in the last 9 years. She's one of them I see. Almost doesn't matter really when I go to do the walk. She's usually out. I don't know how many times she walks that dog. So anyway, Monk, the defective detective, who has OCD and can't walk past a pole without touching it. So he has to touch it on his way by. And the story comes from going to a conference with a friend of mine who I knew was also a fan of it. And this is like years and years and years and years and years ago. And I knew she was also a fan. Oh, okay, they're gonna cross the street, good enough. And so we're at a conference and we're walking between hotels and I start touching traffic meters and telephone poles. And every time we go by one, I reach out and touch it, reach out and touch it. And we walked for probably a block and a half before she twigged what was happening and then laughed. So I started some time ago, and I don't even remember when the first day was. I started slapping actually the reflector on the middle of the three poles as I went by and calling out, "Monk pole." And I posted a picture of the three reflectors. If you go and look on the website for the podcast, you'll see there's a page that has a picture on it. It shows you exactly what the monk post looks like. Because after a couple of years of calling it monk pole, somebody looked at the picture and said, "It should really be monk post because poles are longer." And okay, post. We'll call it monk post. So I changed it to be the monk post. And that's the story of the monk post. Afternoon. So that's basically the story of my morning walk. Whatever I happened to be thinking about that day, and today I happen to be thinking about 4,000 miles. All the things that have changed since then. When I started it, I had a day job. About a year and 3 months later, I didn't. It left me. And I've been a full-time writer. So I've talked about my sister's cancer. I've talked about a little bit about politics. Talked a lot about education in the early days. I actually used the time to record lessons for my distance students that I would then upload for them and send them links to. But I talk a lot about marketing. I talk a lot about my frustration with indies, with my difficulty with traditional publishers. And I don't have any problem with people who pursue it. I have a problem with the people who publish it. And so some of you will be shocked to learn that I don't buy TradPub books. I don't read TradPub books. It goes beyond just not buying them. I don't read them. I don't check them out of the library. I don't reward bad actors. And be clear, it's not the authors, it's the publishers. I don't record them for being bad actors. So I talk a lot about marketing. I talk a lot about being in indie. I talk a lot about a bunch of stuff. Whatever I happen to be thinking about that day. And when I get back to the house, I always close pretty much the same way. Because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.